I'm Jim Moore, and I grew up in the state of California. Well, I didn't really grow up till I came to Alaska, but I spent the first 21 or 22 years of my life in California.
Moore arrived in Sitka in 1970.
With a steamer trunk full of art supplies, a violin, and $1.
That summer, he fell in love with commercial fishing and someone else.
After I'd been up here about 2 weeks, a friend of mine, her name was Pam, contacted me and asked if she could come up and see Alaska. And so I had arranged with the skipper that she could come out on the boat and be like our cook for a couple of weeks. For some strange reason, though, even though we've known each other several years in California, we just sort of, we fell head over heels in love with each other and ended up getting married.
Moore's Southeast story has a lot of chapters. The couple moved to Haines in the late 70s, and in the 90s, they even owned a restaurant there, the Wild Strawberry. They later moved back to Sitka, but the through line in Moore's 50 years in Southeast is trolling. Early on in his fishing career, Moore helped establish the Seafood Producers Cooperative.
We got the property that SBC is now on and built a dock and a small building there. And so that was kind of gratifying to be a part of that.
Moore serves on several boards, including the Alaska Trollers Association, which presented him with the Friend of the Fleet Award. And while he was hesitant to get involved with the more political side of fishing at first, he became passionate about advocating for trollers while serving on the INSARA Board of Directors.
And there was a kind of a mission. Trollers were below their allocated levels of benefit in the associations, in the aquaculture associations. And I wanted to do what I could to try to, you know, boost that. You know, I owe a lot to John Barry. He's a sainer that was on the board at that time, a real true leader. He came up with the suggestion that we develop a new project specifically for trollers, a chum salmon project in Crawfish Inlet. We were able to come up with a plan where everyone would benefit.
Over 50 years, he's seen the industry go through a lot of changes, highs and lows.
When I decided to buy my boat, many, many people said, oh, no, that's not a good idea. Trolling has had its heyday and it's collapsing now. There's no future in it, you know. Get into something else. You know, we've seen that turnaround and we've seen, this cycle of boom and bust several times over the years. You know, people have said at different times there's no future in it, but somehow or other we see things turn around. And that's what I'm hoping for now. Our industry is kind of at a low point.
Nevertheless, Moore is hopeful for the future of trolling in Southeast.
I am so blessed, so privileged to be able to be part of an industry that you're connected to the planet in a sense, you know. Your success depends on how well you're able to intuitively connect with what's going on in a realm that you can't directly observe.
And it's not just about finding success and finding the fish. For Moore, it's also about those moments of solace in nature. He remembers one morning 20 years ago when he anchored his boat in Basket Bay.
I had heard that there was a run of steelhead that ran up a river in Basket Bay, but I'd never been in there. You run by these places for years, decades, but you never take the time to go in and explore. I thought, well, why not? I'm going to go in and just to explore.
Moore paddled to the mouth of the river in his skiff and found himself in front of a limestone archway. And what he witnessed next is unbelievable. A killer whale swimming upstream. Moore says he made eye contact with the whale before it jumped out of the water beneath the arch and began rushing back toward the ocean.
Now picture this, you know, the sunlight is glistening, you know, off its back and its horn like diamonds, and the cliffs and the arch there, you know, steaming from the early morning sunlight, and this thing is rushing at me, straight at me, and I'm thinking, it's probably going to get me, but it didn't. It came by again so close, and I'm not exaggerating. I could have stepped onto its back, and you know, I wanted to step off onto the whale's back and grab hold of that and see where it took me.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.